What's important to you? What's important to me? Making sure my family is well taken care of, my home secure, and not overpaying for necessities like home insurance and car insurance. My South Carolina Farm Bureau agent, Grant Williams, not only ensured I had the correct coverage, but he combed through my policy and removed anything I didn't need, which turned into savings for me. He's professional, very knowledgeable, and a pleasure to work with. Grant not only took care of my home and car insurance needs, more importantly, educated me about life insurance and set me up with a policy that's affordable. Most people put life insurance off until it's too late or too expensive, and Grant helped me make the adult decision. Call him today at 803-995-8484.
If my dad can't save you money on your car insurance, he doesn't even want your business.
This episode is brought to you by Southern Elegance Candle Company, where modern values meet Southern charm. Right now, check out their spring and summer collection with candle scents such as Celebration, Coastal Waters, and Farmer's Market. And our two personal favorites, Southern Sunshine, which fills the room with an amazing aroma of citrus and sugar, and Southern Nights, which is a blend of sandalwood and gooseberries. Be sure to visit secandleco.com and use our promo code CRUX, that's C-R-U-X, for 15% off all regularly priced items. That's secandleco.com, where they lovingly craft each scent and city combination to elicit a fond memory to whisk you to a place of pure joy.
Let's get it started in here.
Gossip, music, news, entertainment, and heated discussions. The DJ Blaze radio show starts now.
Yo, welcome back to another episode of the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast. It's your boy Be Easy.
And this is Key.
And you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, Audible, everywhere you get your podcast for free 99. Key.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm hungry.
Me too.
I'm hungry today, goddamn.
Word.
Started this new fitness program.
Oh, you do? What y'all doing? E2M?
Yes.
Ooh.
What you, why glad, you say that?
I seen some of the meals.
Listen.
And what you can't have.
Okay, so I think the way that they try to do it is, it's not so much that you can't have stuff, but they give you a list of the things that you can have.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I think the biggest struggle for us is, well, not even for us, for me it's probably sugar. And even though, you know, we don't eat a lot of junk food and shit,
mm-hmm,
but you can't have stuff that has sugar in it,
period. That shit that changed to sugar.
And it's just like, okay, so it's the first week, so every week, you know, the stuff changes, so we already got the thing for week two. So this week we can have fruit,
mm-hmm,
so, you know, I think they, you know, they take it away. And in my head, I don't even know, I think I know the method behind the madness. Even though I'm not a part of it, I think the first week is to detox for those that are used to having those things, like, mm-hmm, daily as a regular part of their diet. And so we didn't do too bad on the first week of it because that's not something that we regularly consume.
Oh, so y'all made it through the first week.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on. Yes. Hand clap. Come on. Hand clap. Give us, you know.
Word.
So, yeah. So I think that that's why we didn't have any of the other stuff that people were talking about. It was like all these headaches and vomiting,
yeah,
and nausea and stuff. I was like, wait a damn minute. Now I got to pay to be sick.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, somebody said it was like day four and they were, you know, having it. I was like, oh, hell no.
But y'all didn't have that because y'all wouldn't even see that for both. That happened with people who.
Right.
Going through it.
That was they. Right. So they regularly do these things.
Mm-hmm.
So like we don't eat a lot of junk food. Like them kids eat that stuff. And not my baby, but, you know, like the older two.
So like, are they on it too?
Nah.
They don't need to be.
Well, you know what? They might. I cook.
So
they eat what, you know, what we eat. But, you know, like, okay, so for instance, the other day we had hot wings, but the kids had fries and me and him, we had green beans. So, you know, like kind of subbing, you know, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like if I make rice, like if they have rice, you know, we can't have that.
I used to do that with, when I was getting healthy. I was go to Zaxby's.
Uh-huh.
And I get the wings and things.
Uh-huh.
I get the wings plain. Uh-huh. No sauce.
You can have the hot sauce though.
But I didn't get no sauce. Oh. And then I get a side salad,
mm-hmm,
instead of fries.
Ah.
So, you know.
But okay, yeah. But you the drink can't have dressing.
Yeah, fuck that. I gave away the sauce. So shit, I'm gonna get something. I got down now.
Right. Okay. So what I told him, I was like, so in order for us to be, you know, completely successful after doing it, mm-hmm. we have to modify it to fit, you know, our needs. Mm-hmm. So, and they give you the proportions and stuff that you're gonna need, but what they don't take into consideration is size. So you've seen him, like, he's bigger than I am.
I mean, but everybody's stomach the same size though, supposed to be.
It's not.
On the inside. I ain't talking about the outside.
It's not.
Oh. So no. He eat a lot.
Yeah, that would be like saying, like, my baby's stomach the same size as ours.
I'm talking about grown adults.
No, your stomach Ms. is your Carter. Stomach is the size of your fist.
Fist. Oh, so he got bigger fists.
His right.
True. Damn. So or is it an average size human's fist? Nah. If you work in the health industry, because obviously I don't, email me. Tell me if I'm totally wrong.
Okay, well, don't work in the health industry, but I actually studied that in undergrad.
Okay, well, I guess you win. Well, but I wondered if it's like your own fist.
Your own fist, yes. Oh, okay. Because it's your own, you know, proportion to your own body.
Well, I mean, my feet ain't proportion to my body.
You got big feet?
Yeah.
What they say about people with big feet?
They got big fucking shoes.
Exactly. I'm glad you said that, because that's what I always tell people. They be like, you know what they tell people shit. With big feet? And I say, yeah, they buy big shoes. That's all that means.
Yeah, I'm going to leave it at that, because your husband listening.
It don't mean shit. No, I know.
Yeah.
So but yeah, we're so
y'all doing the workouts too?
I haven't done the workouts this week. Only because, like, I'm getting used to, like, the what was it, intermittent fasting thing.
Oh yeah.
So I have, like, the window where I can eat. But you know what I mean? If I wake up and I'm hungry, like, I can't work out like that. You have me passed out some damn well.
You won't though.
I figured I won't, but I ain't about to try it, because I don't want none of these headaches and this nausea and this vomiting that the other people got.
That's the type of working out though.
I know.
What's it called? Fasted working out or something? Fasted cardio.
And you can do it like anytime. So, like, I did some of the circuit workouts, but I'm not gonna do no cardio. You know, like so now, like, I'm straight, like, I'm okay.
Y'all got it on video.
What?
Them workouts.
Yeah, well, you know, you be in the group and they put them on there.
I don't want it in the group. I need that. Look and at I'm you. Paying for it. I'm not paying $40 a week for that shit.
But you know, once you get in, you in.
Yeah, I'm still $40 a week for 8 weeks, ain't it?
Yeah, no, but it's done. Like, once you finish your 8 weeks, you have access to it forever.
Yeah, but I still have to pay to get the access. I don't want to pay.
You pay for the first part.
Yeah, but the first 8 weeks, $40 a week, 8 times 4 is what?
320. I know. Yeah, you could pay it up front.
I can't.
That's arithmetic.
I ain't got it.
But you know, like, so, and they do tell somebody that you their spouse and y'all split it, because they had to buy one get one. So, like, I signed us up for it, and mm-hmm. you know, he, you know, don't have to pay too,
because y'all
so
it's live only together. One fee.
You don't have to live together.
But I'm saying y'all do live together, so obviously, like, if like he did the cooking or you did the cooking, obviously y'all gonna know the meal plan because y'all in the same house. And if you turn on the TV to wherever the workout on
oh, well,
the
yeah,
TV,
you're right. So you he know, would he get it. But I'm just saying, you know, so, yeah.
They try to. Oh, we got 12 people signed up. It's 6 couples. Y'all just got 6 couples signed up. Y'all talking about.
But yeah, anyway. So I think it's going to be, we're going to do pretty good. But what I was saying was, like, we got to tailor it to, like, us. Because we're not going to eat like this forever. Because I like dressing on my salad. Mm. I like a little fried potatoes.
Oh,
you know?
Who don't like fried potatoes?
You know, so
I might get me some fried potatoes when we leave here.
You know, today. So it's all about, like, portion control. But you know, like, my portion is always smaller than, you know, than his.
Because he got a big fist.
Right.
Yeah. Pause. Sorry, husband. That might have sounded funny. He got a big fist. You should have saw her face. Yes. Yes, he does.
So, yeah. So it's just, you know, you got to go from there so that we can do, like, have longevity in it. And not just be like, oh shit, like, you know, we fit, you know, now, uh-huh. and then fall off the bandwagon 3 weeks later, we done gained 20 pounds.
Tell me about it. I did it.
So, you know, we ain't, you know, got to do it, you know, that way. But I think we'll be fine, though.
I wish it was something to, like, alert you that, you know what I'm saying? Because it always be like, you know, you got your, you know, your certain size shirt or whatever, and then you don't realize until it's too goddamn late that you can't fit the motherfucker. Like, damn, this motherfucker, my damn back look a little big right here on this motherfucker. Goddamn. So I hate that shit. So
yeah, I think
we're excited.
Excited about it, because I got to get this weight off.
I got to get mine off too.
I got to get this wife weight off. This ain't even from the baby. This came from the man.
Oh, so you had to you gained a little after y'all got married.
A little. I gained plenty.
Well, I mean, that's for you to say, not for me to say. I'm just asking.
That's why I told him. I said, man, I got to lose about 245 pounds.
245 pounds?
The man at that time. I was like, oh, he got to get rid of you so I can get this weight off of me.
Oh, damn. Well, at least y'all are embarking on y'all journey together.
Yeah, we are. I mean, don't get it twisted now. Yeah. He love all of this.
Shout out to him, too. He had me come. I played basketball with him and
how
shit.
How did that go?
My feet just stopped hurting. Them niggas played 6 games. I'm like, God damn, yeah. Nigga, I'm 40. Like, what the fuck? I ain't played in a month anyway. And then, you know what I'm saying? He was like, yeah, come out, you know, be on time and shit. I'm like, okay. I had ran out, you know what I'm saying? I got a little touch of asthma. So, you know what I'm saying? I went earlier that day to get my asthma. I was like, okay, I got my pump. I'm ready. I can go. You know what I'm saying? We played about 4 games. I'm good. You know what I'm saying? So he was like, yes, certain amount of people here, whatever. So you play this and then you come off and this, that, and the third. Nigga. By Thursday, my feet was like, fuck you. My damn, like the part of my calf was hurting that never hurt before. And I play ball.
Got that good workout in there.
Man, but see, and then like, so one, I got invited by him.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't be lazy because I got invited by him.
Right, then don't make him look bad.
I can't make him look bad, even though I missed all but 2 shots in 6 games. Cause I couldn't see cause I was too tired from running. I was seeing double all night. Like I was like, God damn. I was asking him, you go home and ask him how many times I passed the ball.
But he told me you ain't made that many shots.
Yeah, I ain't made that many shots. Yeah. I took a lot now. God damn, I'm open, I'm gonna shoot the motherfucker. But I was tired as hell. I tried to walk regular going home. And it was, I couldn't even walk straight. I made the weirdest noise sitting in my car. It's a noise I ain't never heard before. I was like, yeah. Where the fuck that come from? I was like, damn, these niggas ain't gonna have me back. I was like,
oh, I'm crying.
I was like, nah, this is my last time.
Oh, well, that let me know that they really be working,
yeah,
in there. Because he'll come home and like ice his knees sometimes or his elbow.
Yeah.
But I guess this is confirmation
earned it. Yeah, and it ain't that many people, so you can't like take no breaks because everybody see that you walking up and down the court and shit. So I literally ran for 4 fucking hours.
But
I
you was so say tight. That's what you do.
Yeah, but you know.
You told me, he was like, nah, I ain't, you know, I might not, you know, get all the points, but I, you know, I'm just gonna be in there to run.
And that's all I did. I hadn't played for a month going into that. So, you know what I'm saying? I was a little bit, I wasn't as out of shape as I, you know what I'm saying, have been before. So, you know what I'm saying?
You going back?
If I get invited, hell yeah. I gotta redeem my damn self. Cause you gonna, I'm like, damn, I know he gonna tell it. I ain't made but 2 shots in 6 games. So like, so it was like almost the last game. And like, so some people had left. Well, it wasn't gonna be the last game, but some people had left or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So it was me and this other guy. He was a little older.
Yeah.
I think his name was Carl or something like that. So mm-hmm. They was looking at him like, yeah, we need 2 people. Y'all gonna play? So Carl look at me. I look at Carl. And I was like, damn. Carl was like, Brandon, you gonna play? I'm like, shit. I said it in my mind or whatever. So, you know what I'm saying? We played the last game. So, at this point, I don't know how I'm moving. I can't feel shit below my knee. My feet, my knees, my goddamn calves, everything tight. I was running like I had the shit. So, about not even halfway through the game, somebody gets hurt.
Oh, okay.
Inside, I cheered like somebody scored a touchdown in the Super Bowl. I was so fake concerned. I was like, ooh, nah, dog. I was like, bro, I don't think you need to play no more. Like, yeah, I think that's something with that knee. That's an ACL or something. Don't play no more. Just, I think it's time.
Oh,
everybody
God.
Tired. Let's go home, everybody. Let's
oh,
go.
Oh, my God.
Everybody, let's go.
We'll see you back here next week.
Hopefully, yeah. Please invite me back, husband.
Oh,
please.
My God. I'm
going to redeem myself. My feet stopped hurting. Saturday, my feet stopped hurting halfway through Saturday. Yeah. That was a time last Monday.
Glad you enjoyed yourself.
Yeah, I had fun. You know, so I keep that up. I'll lose my weight back.
Okay.
And I started like last week. I did it. Well, I think 2 weeks. I'm on my 3rd week. I'm like trying to eat better and shit. So I just get my meals from Clean Eats.
Okay. You know, so do they sell swine?
I think I had something one time. It had pepperoni on it. But
okay.
Oh yeah, y'all can't have that.
Oh that well, plane. We don't eat pork anyway. Not at my house.
But yeah, they do. But like, you know what I'm saying? I try to, like, if I cook myself, I'll just do like chicken and broccoli. I eat chicken and broccoli every day for lunch or whatever, or steak and broccoli or something like that. But
man, I be in the struggle trying to figure out what to snack on. Like today, all I've had today was like 2 eggs. And I had like some, I cheated today and put some sugar in my coffee because I'm not drinking black coffee.
Well, I mean, don't drink coffee. You can't have honey, can you?
No. That's not on the list.
Do you need coffee?
No, I don't need it. I just had it today. Like I haven't had it since last Monday because it's black coffee that we have to have. So I haven't been drinking it.
Oh, yeah. They give you a cheat meal though, right?
Yeah, celebration meal. You can have that once a week.
Okay. Yeah. And see, that's what I've been trying to do too. For mine, I have a celebration meal, but my celebration meal came a little earlier in the week than I wanted. I was hungry as hell driving a truck. I stopped at exit 119 at the TA went in there and got me a personal pan pizza, Meat Lovers. Shit, that motherfucker about made me sick, all that damn grease.
I bet so. Yeah. Well, we had our celebration meal the first day, not knowing it.
We're going to celebrate early. Some shit that y'all wasn't supposed to have.
Okay, so I didn't know. So the way that it make it seem like you're paying for a week in advance. So, and it was still during the sign-up period. It was up until the 9th. So I thought that when I paid on Monday, I was paying for the following, this week coming up. Uh-huh. I didn't think it started yet. But I kept seeing people like, you know, round one, week one, day one. And I'm like, they must be on a different, like, round or something. I was like, this ain't. So it took me, like, the next day, I figured it out and I told them. I said, we actually supposed to start yesterday. I said, so we've had our celebration meal already.
Oh.
So he was like, dang. So, yeah.
What did y'all have? Was it worth it?
It was fried chicken, macaroni and cheese.
God damn. Now, see, y'all might have been a motherfucker who's been sick on Thursday eating like the goddamn that starting out with.
But, you know, that was leftover from Sunday.
Sunday, oh.
Yeah, because I had
You don't let no. See, I come from the school that don't let nothing go to waste.
Okay.
And I ain't throwing away no goddamn food.
Well, you always invited to the cookout because nothing goes to waste at my house.
I ain't throwing shit. I eat the same shit for goddamn somebody. Somebody I was dating or whatever, and I had took him to Woodstone, and Woodstone get a whole bunch of food and shit.
Okay, I've never been there.
I ate that shit, yeah, because it's mainly pork. Mm-hmm. I ate that shit for 4 fucking days and was happy as hell. Like, shit, I'm glad she left this goddamn plate. But anyway, y'all made it a week.
Yeah.
So now y'all got to go some extra days before y'all get y'all celebration meal.
We're going to go do it on Tuesday, and I'll tell you about that later.
I'm glad I didn't spoil it.
Yeah.
What else you had going on this weekend? You had any events you had to work?
I didn't have to work any events this weekend. We had a concert on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Zach Williams. Apparently, he's like a Christian singer.
I was about to say, who the fuck is that?
Yeah, it's a white guy. That was it's Christian music. Christian music is not gospel. Gospel, that's our shit.
Don't they got what's the other word for gospel music? Like black gospel. Is it like contemporary gospel? Something?
No, that ain't our shit neither.
What's Ty Tribbett? That's his name? Ty Tribbett.
He ain't gospel?
I don't know what they call it. I thought they called like
they may call it something else. I'm not sure.
Like Mary.
I don't know.
They gospel.
I to me it's gospel because
I love God's song. That damn show ain't
I don't know what the other one.
I love God. You don't love God. What's wrong with you? Yeah. okay.
But yeah, he to me it's like a blues rock type.
You was Christian feeling it. Deal.
Well, okay, let me tell you what happened. So I was in the box office, and I heard like just the music going, just you know, because we can hear it. They were doing sound check, and like I looked up because I was like, I know this song. It was James Brown's "I Got the Feeling."
Oh,
he sampled that, like literally, like that was the music. I was like, I know that, and then I was like, okay. And then he got towards the end because the girl beside me, I said, that's James Brown. I got the feeling. I said, I know I recognized it. And then he got to the end when he was saying something James Brown. But because I was in the box, like I couldn't understand what he was saying. I said, what did he say just now? It sounded like he was saying, I can still do the James Brown. Mm-hmm. I can still do the James Brown. And then there was another one, Sam Cooke, A Change Is Gonna Come. Mm-hmm. Initially, I thought it was Etta James, I'd Rather Go Blind.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure if those two songs are samples of, you know what I mean, of one of the other one, you know what I mean, like I don't know if one came first and then the other one like, you know, jumped on it too, but it was one of those two. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay. And then it was another one that was more like a rock type vibe.
So all he did was take old songs and put Jesus on them, like Kanye?
But just those two I recognized. Now, the other ones I didn't really pay attention, but those two stood out to me. And I was like, you know, caught my ear. Like, oh, I know that. So. But them white folks was out there.
It was packed?
Yeah, it was a lot of people. Yeah.
That's what's up.
But they don't concert like black folks do.
Why? What you mean?
You know, like when, you know, your aunties go, or like Jesus say, your aunties and your uncles, they go out there and they be stepping.
Oh, the white people just came how they were.
Was come as you are.
Oh, God.
Just as you are. And I was like, oh, so y'all just not even gonna put outfits on? Y'all just.
I wonder, do white people call it outfits?
Rolled out of the bed and just come on through, huh? And it was cold. It was very cold and it was raining.
And whatnot? You said that was Thursday?
Thursday, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it did start getting cold Thursday night.
Mm-hmm. And damn. I saw like some, when I saw the lady with the legging like capri pants on with some Crocs, I was this what y'all, all right.
Well, I was at, somebody asked me to help them at the door of a party Friday and people was coming in, like somebody came in with Crocs. I was like, damn, this ain't the way I want to be right here. This supposed to be the hood, like, so.
Yeah, I did. That was on Thursday, but we didn't have any events this weekend. However, your boy was in town. Did you hear about that?
Oh, yeah.
45.
Mm.
And I didn't know until, like, I was, you know, because he was over, like, near where I live.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know it. I saw this man set up at the gas station. I said, look at them. I said, he done come back here with this shit again.
Yeah, because he'll go there a couple times at the gas station. But
yeah. Oh, so this was when it wasn't open, though. But now it's open, and, you know, he's going back up there. Well, that gas station's open.
I saw him last week.
Yeah.
Set up.
But this is the first time he's been back since it's been operating. Like, when it was, nothing was there, like, he was there, too.
No, I'm saying, like, last week he was there. While it was open, that same guy.
No, when I mean open, I mean in business.
Yeah, it was in business. Like, you know, that store been open for a while.
Yeah.
And he was there.
But you say last week.
Yeah.
I'm talking about before, like before, when he was in office.
No. What I'm saying is that guy with all that stuff.
Yeah.
He was at that gas station, like, while it was open, he was there too. Like, I've seen him there, like, two or three times before this past weekend.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I haven't seen him. Like, yeah, this is the first time I've seen him since, like, maybe like the last 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So he hasn't, during this time, what I'm saying, this period, this is the first time I've seen him there since Boyd got out of office.
Oh,
I haven't seen him there since then.
Okay.
So I was just surprised. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
So I was just surprised, like, that, I guess, that the guy that owns the gas station let him
put
come
that
back.
There.
Right.
And he almost, like, where he be parking at, it's like you can't get your car there to get gas in the spots. It'd be right in front of some pumps.
Yeah. I wonder how much money he pay. Because the guy that owns that store is a minority.
Yeah.
However, you know, money talks. Yep. So it depends on how much. He was like, man, I ain't got shit to do with that. Go out here and say your stuff.
I passed by there. The last time I saw it, I was like, I'm never going there.
Okay, story about that. I had just got gas from there.
Mm.
Like, the day before, the guy came to set his shit up out there.
Wow.
And I got it because, like, the kids came home and was like, gas almost $4. I was like, what? And, you know, I don't know that because I don't have to put gas in my car, because most of the time I don't go nowhere. So, you know, I ain't been to the pump in like a week or two.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I was like, oh, shoot, well, let me go put gas in. So I put gas in the car, then I put gas in my truck at the same gas station.
Mm. And so I got it twice.
Right. But, so, you know, down at Jackie Poston, that always be the cheaper gas.
And Jackie Poston, which one is that?
In East Florence, on Palmetto. Right there by, before you get to Levi Park.
Talking about that church, right across the street from that church?
No, there's no church over there, like where Tomlinson's is and Goody's, Chinese. No? If you're coming down Palmetto, like before you get to like where that little fork is, like where McLeod is.
Mm-hmm.
It's right there. It's a JP.
Oh, okay. I think I know you're talking
right
about.
Right there where the George Floyd mural is.
Oh, yeah. I know you're talking about.
So he always has the cheapest gas. And that night, I was like, I had to take the youngest one to the store. And I was like, I don't feel like driving down there because I know the line will be long or whatever. So I just, you know, got the gas right there. But, yeah, I won't be returning.
Yeah.
And then I saw the people setting up with their trailers at the airport, and I was like, oh, okay. As soon as I saw them flags, I was like, yeah, I know what's happening here.
Damn.
But I didn't know they were having a rally until a guy came up to my job and he was trying to buy tickets for it. So he went
they
to
were
the,
selling tickets at?
No. But you know that like he had been there before. He had a rally at the Florence Center before.
Mm-hmm.
So he thought, he was like, well, you know, he heard it was coming. He was thinking that he could come there to buy tickets for it. But the lady told him, no, like my little, my coworker's the older white lady. He went up to her window and was talking to her. And she was like, oh no, you know, we don't have anything to do with that. You know, this time, you know, you can't get anything here.
Mm-hmm.
Then started, he kind of started, he said something to her and she said, oh no. And it shouldn't be whatever it was. And that got him to going. He wanted to pick a fight with her because she didn't agree with, you know, his
Trump.
Right. And he was like, oh, he said, you a liberal, huh?
Oh, God.
You a liberal Democrat, aren't you? And she said, yeah. And he was like, oh, you're part of the problem. So whatever.
What?
Mm-hmm. And she was laughing at him. And she was like, okay. You know, and he trying to keep going
you
back.
You want to fuss, yeah.
He wanted to go back and forth with it. And she was like, all right. Right, whatever, you know. Well, no, not for me. You know, whatever you say. All right, you mm-hmm. have a good one. You know, kind of sending him, dismissing him, sending him on your way. Get the fuck away from here. I said, she said what she said.
Yeah.
And she you ain't got to agree with you.
Why the fuck you coming here starting trouble?
Right.
That's what's wrong with him.
So, you know, he was trying to get tickets for it. And yeah
you so damn dumb, you don't know where the fuck the shit at and where to buy the damn tickets at. You the damn problem.
And want to start a problem with her, but, you know. She sent him on his way.
Good. Good for her.
His merry damn way.
I wonder, was it packed out there?
I don't know, but I didn't go. If I need to go anywhere, I definitely didn't go that way.
It was somebody that, they was like, yeah, I knew something was going on. There's snippers all over the place. They put that on their Facebook. Snippers.
Snippers?
Not snipers.
Ah,
with
gotcha.
Two Ps.
Ah.
S-N-I-P-P-E-R-S. That might be the name of the episode. Snippers all over the damn place.
I almost went to Facebook jail the other day.
Why? You was talking about old boy?
No, I, what was it? It was, oh, so they played an old clip from Young Jock podcast
uh-huh.
from his show about when the girl, about the date, and about she didn't, the guy called in about, you know, why you ghosted me or whatever. You know how they do that.
Oh, yeah.
And the girl said, you know, she heard them in the kitchen, you know, talking about somebody that they killed, and it was her brother.
Oh, yeah, I heard that, yeah.
Yeah, so, and I said, I commented and I said, I don't even, I said, I probably would have poisoned them.
Ooh, yeah, you got to delete that.
Well, see, I wasn't thinking about that because, you know, I ain't, you know, I don't know. I was like, yeah, I probably would have poisoned him. And then I said, I don't even know why she ain't sent her goons over there to get him.
It's certain phrases they pick up on. Somebody had said something like, it wouldn't blow something up, but it was something like
talking about the bathroom.
No, it wasn't the bathroom. It was like they deserve to get beat up or something. It was something like that.
Yeah, and they start bullying and harassing. Mm-hmm.
30 days.
Yeah, the man on the 30-day bid right now.
It was him. What did he say?
Oh, you talking about something about the dog?
It might have been something about the dog, but he said something. Did he say something about something deserved? Somebody need to get beat. I need to get a spanking or some shit. It was something like that.
So it might be the new thing that he, I can't remember right now what it was, but yeah he in jail.
30. He doing a 30-day bid. I ain't never did number 24 hours.
Freda Carter, man, he ain't did it.
Nah, he deserved that shit. You gotta do better. Do your time. Time Freda Carter.
Freda Carter, the long way.
The long way. So I don't know nobody. I ain't heard nothing about that rally.
Me neither. I'm not friends with anybody that would be able to tell me anything about it unless they hear it, you know, from somebody else.
But I mean, somebody had to work it or something.
Speaking of work it, because I was on going to work. So a guy was set up at where Virginia College used to be, had a little trailer out there selling stuff. Mm-hmm. It was one of our folks, a black guy out there selling stuff.
Somebody said something about him. They was just like, shit, he's just trying to get that bread.
That's what I said.
That's what I was like, damn.
That was like, I said, that's smart. I said, if he owns that trailer and that stuff, I was mm-hmm. like, get money.
Because mm-hmm.
they gonna come over there and buy it. And they gonna want to go over there and buy it from him because he black and they feel like, you know, he on this side.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's smart, he keep up, you know, with boy and know the and things follow. To say, you know, when they ask or they try to engage.
All you gotta do is say something about liberals, it's their fault and just goofy shit
about the gas prices. Yeah, you know, he did that and nobody don't want a woman in office. You know, anything like that.
Anything like that, yeah.
Yeah, I grab him by the pussy, too.
It was a couple guys in D.C. that I saw when it was a Trump rally there. And they were selling, like, shirts and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, they make the shirts for, like, $6 or whatever. But they were selling the shirts for, like, $35 or $40. And people was buying them. So, like, it was young boys, too.
Yep.
They was like, are you you with these politics or whatever. They're like, no, we don't even follow politics. We're just get trying down, to make money.
Getting this money. Yeah. You know how much money I made today off these $6 ass t-shirts?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Somebody else, I was somewhere talking about it. It was like somebody did that with shirt with hats too. They were selling Make America Great Again hats too or whatever. Mm-hmm. We did this, me and Big Cliff from Carolina Sports Talk. We did like the commentating for some basketball games, some all-star basketball games, and we got to interview the players and coaches and stuff. And one of the kids we interviewed was the number one player in the country. And Cliff asked him, what was his motivation? And I was expecting like a PC answer or whatever. He was like, yeah, the haters. It's like, what? It was like, oh, shit. So, you know, we interviewed him. Then we interviewed another kid, and we had saw him at another tournament or whatever. Well, another showcase playing with his team, and we gave him the nickname The Detective because his last name sounded like a detective name from like an old TV show or something. His last name was Mo Downey. So he had heard us call.
That sounded like an old detective.
Yeah, sounded like a detective, Detective Mo Downey. So he heard us. He heard the game that we called of his. So he took on the name of the detective or whatever. So we was like calling the detective or whatever while we was interviewing him. And so we asked him, and he's a little white kid or whatever. Well, he ain't little. This nigga's 6'7". Mm-hmm. So we was like, what motivates you, you know what I'm saying, to play as hard as you do, whatever, whatever. He white. He was like, well, you know, a lot of times when I used to go and try to play basketball, kids wouldn't pick me because they didn't think I could play because I was white. Mm-hmm. We was like, damn. It was like, damn, that's an honest ass answer right there. So, but that's what we did all weekend. Just, well, all yesterday was commentate high school all-star basketball games.
I did last night, my best friend, my bestie got engaged.
Oh, damn. She ain't single.
She ain't single. I'm so excited. I'm so fucking excited for them.
Shout out to her.
Come on now with that. Yes.
You almost legal.
it was a surprise engagement. Like, I didn't know that's what I was going to.
I guess he had it planned out. He had the ring and shit.
Yeah, so it was so everybody that was invited, like the guests, didn't know that they were getting engaged. You know, she didn't either. So I thought it was a surprise birthday party, and because I went there with a bag because I hadn't seen her, you know, for her birthday, so I got her, you know, I had a gift for her, and her sister told me, she was like, no, this is a surprise engagement. I was like,
did you cry?
I almost right there on the spot, and
you,
I was like, no, wait a minute, like,
you a crier?
Let me help do some stuff.
Oh, that was take your mind off of.
No, I'm excited, but it's just like, oh my God, like I can't believe, because I didn't help. You know what I mean? Because, you know, with stuff like that, not plan it, but to kind of do stuff.
Oh, okay.
Like if you need help setting up these tables, like, you know, because that's work. Like I would have helped do that stuff. I was like, why you ain't saying? She was like, she's tired. I was like, why you ain't saying that? And like, I asked you if you needed help. Like I would have helped. I wouldn't have told her. Wouldn't have said nothing.
So shout, what's your friend name?
Andy.
Andy?
Yeah.
Shout out to Andy.
Andy, yeah.
Andy, if you ever feel like cheating.
That nigga ain't, but congratulations right. To Andy and Baker.
Key know how to
Baker.
Get in touch with me. Key know how to get in touch with me.
Yeah, man, and my other, one of my other friends, I ain't going to say her name yet because she hadn't announced it to her family. Mm-hmm. But she sent pictures and she got engaged last night too.
Last night. Mm-hmm. Well, this can go out so they might listen. So.
Okay. Well, Saturday, excuse me. You know.
No, I'm saying like.
Okay, gotcha.
This gonna go out today, gotcha. Which is Sunday. But you know, her family might listen to this before she get a chance to. So
yeah, that why I ain't saying that. So yeah. So I'm excited for both of them. They done been in the game, holding on.
They been in the game for a long time.
Indy has.
Shout out to her.
A long time, and then you know, and my other friend, you know, she been waiting and.
Indy, you plotted and you planned. Will you marry him? Damn.
But yeah, so I'm so excited. So we got, they getting married soon, so we got to get on the planning bus now, right now. Right now.
Well, somebody who don't have to plan.
Oh yeah.
Is you.
Oh yeah. Speaking of love. Yeah. So this Tuesday on March 15th, that's my husband's birthday.
Okay.
And that's our anniversary. Ooh. We got married on his birthday back in 2017. So this makes 5 years for us.
Word.
5 years in. It don't seem like it's been that long.
I know. It flew by. All of that heels wearing. Okay. And, you know, making fried yours. Chicken eating. Whatever. What else y'all be doing?
Everything.
Icing his damn knees.
Well, he does that.
You don't give him no ice?
Nah.
Here come the 32 degree ice babies.
Now I might rub them down now.
Oh, that's what the Wi-Fi years go by fast. Shout out to y'all. God damn.
Yeah, time flies when you having fun out here.
I need somebody to ice my damn knees. Anybody got some ice knee and experience? Holler at us.
So shout out to my husband, to the Carter. Happy anniversary, babe. I know you're going to hear this.
And his birthday?
And it's his birthday. So happy anniversary.
Hold on. I got something for his birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to him. I don't care. Good luck.
Okay. Now back to the song.
But yeah. But yo, this song that's playing in the background, because I struggle which one to use. Uh-huh. But this is the song that he played when he proposed to me.
Ooh, he had a plan.
He did.
Did he have Keith playing? Keith singing?
Keith
Jackson?
No.
Oh.
But see, I had never heard this song until then.
Damn, that nigga put you on some new shit.
He did. And like,
ooh,
so I'm listening to
the heels was hot out that goddamn.
So I'm listening to the words and I'm just like, one, I'm snotting up crying.
Damn.
Shit is ridiculous.
Viola Davis.
Oh yeah. It was real. And I'm crying so hard I done fog up my glasses. I stand there, I don't know how long, and he looking like, you go Elsa, and I'm just, I can't verbally, you know, I'm waiting until I can actually say yes.
Was it a crowd, or it was just y'all two?
No, it was at the house.
Okay.
Yeah, he knew. I told him like before, you know, because we were talking about it, and uh-huh. I was like, well, when you do it, just make sure, you know, it's just us. Like, I want that to be like an intimate thing. Like, don't, you know, everybody out there all, you know, phones and they want to hug and stuff. Like, I want to hug on my man. Uh-huh. I'm a fiance now.
I bet you did hug on that man.
I'm trying to tell you.
Shout out to him.
Okay. But yeah. It was New Year's Day, 2017. So it was like he ran like a minute or two short because his plan was to do it like right at midnight.
Oh, and then the ball drop and then all
right.
of this
and
shit.
And then, you know, it would have been, you know, I was like, what are you doing the thing about that? And then I was like, oh, shoot, he about to do it.
Was he acting funny?
He wasn't acting funny, but when he was getting up to go prepare, like to do, you know, he had to go put the music on.
Uh-huh.
He had to light what's the thing outside? The fire pit. He lit the fire pit outside. Because it was cold, so he lit the fire pit, and then he had the music playing. He had to turn the lights down. He had candles on the table that was lit. Now, this going on in my pajamas.
Oh, you wouldn't dress up in that?
No, because it was midnight. You know, we going to bed.
Y'all was at the house? Mm-hmm. Yeah, was y'all living together?
Yeah.
Okay.
Y'all yeah, we was at home.
Living in San Diego.
Yeah. And I had on, I remember,
like,
red and white striped Old Navy onesie pajamas.
Wow.
That damn near didn't fit and wouldn't buckle up across my chest. And I think I might add on, like, some Ninja Turtle, like, socks or slippers.
Oh, that's
or
very sexy.
Like
way to set the mood, Key.
I mean, hey.
Shit.
That's my baby's daddy, my baby's father. He already knew. Like, this is what you gonna do. I'm gonna propose to her in her pajamas.
Yeah, it's a good thing nobody else was there to see that. Ninja Turtles.
So that was, you know, I always remember that too. So shout out to my baby.
Shout out to him.
Happy anniversary.
I give you another hand clap. Happy anniversary to y'all.
Yeah, but the part in the song when she said body and soul, I'm giving it over.
Wow.
Hand it here.
That spoke to you.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Hand it here.
Hand over that ice for them knees. Happy anniversary to y'all Tuesday. Y'all email us and
appreciate it.
Tell Key happy anniversary. DJBlazeShow@gmail.com. Make it nice and sweet so we can read it and make her cry.
Yeah, I probably will.
You think you'll cry?
Yeah. Oh, but that's gonna be when we're gonna have our celebration meal, because I'm taking him out on Tuesday for his birthday. We had to postpone our, because we normally do something like for our anniversary.
Is it a surprise?
Where I'm taking them?
Yeah, where you taking? Don't tell nobody.
I haven't told them yet.
Go ahead, tell them.
No, we go dress up real nice and we go
where
do
y'all
it.
Going?
We go, you know, take him to get his little celebration meal.
You ain't gonna tell us what?
Take him to a nice little steakhouse. I don't think he's been there either. Neither one of us has been there.
Outback, yes. Get the kookaburra wings.
But that's when we're going to have our celebration meal.
I think kookaburra, I can't say it, kookaburra wings, and get you a blooming onion. Mm. And, yes.
Yeah, we ain't going out back.
Yes. You said a nice steakhouse.
Yeah, we're going, they got tablecloths and shit.
Longhorn. Oh, go to Longhorn, get him the.
That's where our first date was.
Outlaw. Get him the Outlaw, Parmesan crusted.
Mm-hmm. Just go all out for the celebration meal.
And if you're trying to eat healthy, you know, the broccoli is great. Mm-hmm. And then you can get a nice sweet potato.
Yeah, but see, that's not on the list, so that'll be a part of. I plan on getting some sweet potato.
Get you sweet potato, yes. So enjoy.
He's looking forward to having a drink.
Oh, because you can't drink.
No alcohol.
Tequila?
That's not on the list.
Oh. I thought you could drink tequila. Okay.
They didn't put that on
know,
the list.
Because I know
if they Kanye do that, damn, that like what he could be drinking.
I know Kanye got sugar and shit in it. So, but anyway, so shout out to y'all.
Yeah.
I guess we'll do a little bit of news from the week. One of the biggest stories from this week was the Ryan Coogler thing. Mm-hmm. Ryan Coogler, the director of Black Panther and Fruitvale Station. He was detained by police. This happened in January. Okay. Well, it just came out, but he was mistaken for a bank robber. I thought that happened this week.
Yeah, I thought it was too, and then recently, and then it was like it happened in January.
Yeah. Yeah, he was in Atlanta. He was trying to withdraw $12,000 from his account. But the teller received an alert on his account, according to the police report, because the amount was more than $10,000. So the teller notified her superior that she thought Coogler was trying to rob the bank. And they called 911, but he had written a note on the back of his withdrawal slip stating that he wanted the money to be counted discreetly.
Right.
Because of how much it was.
Exactly.
When police arrived, they saw two of his people in a parked car outside.
Yeah.
They detained them.
What? Because they're driving a getaway car, huh?
Yeah. Two niggas in a getaway car. Not two niggas inside trying to rob just another niggas. Anyway. And then when they went inside to get him, they put him in handcuffs
because of this dingbat of a teller. I hope that was her first fucking day and she ain't know what to do.
I don't know, but I heard a couple I heard the actual call.
I was gonna ask you that if you heard it,
yeah, because
the dispatcher was like, she was almost like, "What the fuck are you even calling me about this for?"
And then I heard that the lady was pregnant, the teller.
What that got to do with anything?
I'm just saying, like. I
she
don't
thought
know
he
much.
Was threatening her baby?
No, like he, so he gave her a slip. So I want to say his information was on the slip.
Right.
And his card.
He gave her his, you have to,
and
he
his
put,
ID.
You put the debit card in the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Cause it's Bank of America. You have to put it in there. So she knew like it pulled up his account.
Mm-hmm.
He gave her his license that has his name, all of his info. He's not trying to rob the fucking bank.
I didn't watch.
Y'all go find me if I take money out of here.
Did you watch the police body cam footage?
I did.
I just saw. I saw a clip of it. I didn't watch the whole thing. But he was like, "If you look at my ID, I want to say he said something like you're gonna feel real stupid or something like that. Like you gonna find it. Like if you look at my ID, it'll explain everything about me or something like that." But I thought that was real funny. Not real funny, but real.
And she may not recognize like you know his name. Like had I not heard you know his name associated with you know the stuff that he's done,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't recognize like who mm-hmm. he is. However. At my job, you put your debit card in,
mm-hmm.
your ID matches the information that's on my screen. I don't give a fuck who you are.
Yeah, why you gotta go above and beyond now?
Or who you think you are.
Like, I can't stand that shit. Like, you doing it more than your damn job now. Like,
and
shit.
Then, like, reading like some of the comments, and there was a girl in there that said that a couple bank tellers in there, they was like, that's not even anything weird. Like, people write on the withdrawal slip. All of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, and everybody else is just like, yeah, because you know, like you counting this money out, he don't want to walk out somebody
and
hit
somebody
him over
get,
the damn
yeah.
head and rob him.
Because I damn sure, damn, this thing got $20,000 in cash.
But you know, and he got, it was 12,
but 12,
still.
Yeah.
But you know, like somebody behind him, they ain't trying to get but like $10 out
because yeah.
that's they ain't got but 30 in there.
Shit, nigga, I don't even like, that check was 400, yeah, all fives. keep it low.
So you know, like that type of thing. It's just
mm-hmm.
She I wonder if she lost her job behind that, or he could have been the one was like, well, you know what, don't even, because sometimes they'll do that, but like, no, don't, you know, punish them or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you know, and the thing that I guess, because he said that he didn't make it a thing because Bank of America apologized and handled it to a way that was satisfactory to him.
I wonder what they did.
So they may have got, you know, and may have fired her,
may have,
for that. So, you know.
Maybe they gave him some stock or something.
I don't know.
Yeah, because
you want to keep stuff like that under wraps. Mm-hmm, and that's why it took so long for it to get out. I wonder who told it.
Because I was like, I'm never opening an account with them.
I'm never getting another one with them hoes.
Ain't no accounts. Ain't no Bank of America's in South Carolina, is it?
There aren't any here. I think they're maybe like Columbia or something.
Something like that.
And the beach.
Oh, okay, yeah. But I'm never getting an account there. So there. You lost my business, Bank of America. There. Yeah. I know you guys listen. Juicy Smollett.
Why do you call him that?
Dave Chappelle. You ain't seen that one? Dave Chappelle. He called him Juicy. Juicy Smollett.
No.
Yeah. You know the fiasco that happened with him back on what was probably the coldest day in American history where he lied and all this kind of shit.
Right.
Finally came to a head and he's getting 150 days in jail and 30 months probation. That happened back in 2019.
150 days. What's that? 5 months?
You the one who went to college. You do the math.
Yeah. It's 5 months.
It took everything, anatomy and all this other stuff. And you want me to do the damn division? No. Handle that, ma'am. It said just over 3 months after being found guilty on 5 felony counts, including lying to Chicago cops. He's gonna get that 100. And ooh, he got all of that shit what we already said. He gotta pay back $120,000 in restitution. And a further $25,000.
He got it.
And then when he was leaving out, he was like, I'm not suicidal. If anything happens to me in there, I did not do it. I'm not suicidal. I'm innocent.
I don't think nobody going to kill you in there.
Well, he kind of led police on this wild goose chasing shit. But, you know, I think he did that because it's been some people that have died and then they said it was suicide.
Oh, yeah, I know. Like, I know why he was saying it.
Yeah, but you don't think nobody going to fuck with him in there?
I doubt it. He probably going there with a bunch of people that don't really know who he is.
They might watch Empire in
Oh, you
in
know
prison.
What? That is right. I forgot about that one.
Yeah, so I don't remember him from, well, his sister famous. So
talking about Journey.
Mm-hmm.
You know all of them act, don't you?
Yeah, it is a few of them.
A few?
What is it, like 5 of them?
7.
Jesus Christ.
They had a show.
You know why?
Why?
Cause they mama was wearing them damn high heels, icing her daddy damn knees.
Sound like a damn Clydesdale in the kitchen.
Somebody who lost one of his 7 jobs, Nick Cannon. You ever watch his daytime talk show?
Mm-mm.
I only saw.
I don't
clips
watch TV
of it.
In the daytime.
Oh yeah. Yeah, his shit got canceled. This happened Wednesday. Says sources say that staff at the nationally syndicated show have yet to be informed, but we're told, this was before the staff knew. We're told many of them were already looking for new jobs because the outlook seemed bleak for the struggling show. I want to say they said the numbers weren't good. And
I don't know. Who thought that was a good idea?
They say the show was good, though.
Okay, I never watched it. Yeah. I would just be, like, in comparison to, like, Wildin' Out, and then daytime TV is just like,
But you know a lot of people, like, a lot of, like, Americans, well, like, regular people, like, not of, like, black people around our age, mm-hmm. know Nick Cannon from, like, America's Got Talent and shit like that. So they know a different Nick Cannon than the one we know. So maybe that's why they gave him the show. And I heard that, like, he was.
They don't know Drumline.
Nope. Probably not Drumline either.
Love Don't Cost a Thing?
Nope. They don't know that Nick Cannon. They know the nice cheery black guy from America's Got Talent. Oh my, he said something about the Jews one time, and but he's apologized, and now he doesn't wear those goofy turbans anymore. Mm. And so now he has a nice daytime talk show where he brings on all of his little black friends.
Oh, okay.
It's pleasant. But it said that he had 400,000 viewers, and it was the lowest rated talk show at the time, but it said like Wendy Williams show averaged 600,000. So
that ain't up but 200,000.
Yeah, but I think that it said he hosts The Masked Singer now, so they know him from that.
One of the biggest reality shows on broadcast television. So I guess that's what they thought he'd mm-hmm. be good at. You know, at this.
Mm-hmm. But I think they said he was they still was gonna do the show, but they were gonna put it out on another platform or whatever.
Okay.
They said it was making way for Jennifer Hudson.
She had a talk show?
Yeah, she getting a daytime show.
So why?
I don't know. I think they trying to
She sings.
chick. Kelly Clarkson did too, but she got her own show. Daytime talk show.
Well, I mean, I haven't seen. Okay, well, Kelly Clarkson, she like to talk a lot. You can get, she got the gift of gab.
Her show was bad.
It might be bad. She just be randomly saying shit. I could see that, but I guess because I haven't seen J Hood do
anything other than act and scream,
sing and act. But scream. And the acting that she does is about singers.
True.
So that's why I'm like, you know,
what all movies she been in? I know she was in Cadillac Records, ain't it? No, she was in Dreamgirls.
And she just did the one on Aretha Franklin.
Okay. Didn't she win an Oscar or something like that for a movie?
I don't know.
Maybe she won it for a song in the movie.
I think it was an Emmy, maybe.
No, Emmy for TV. What was she winning an Emmy for?
I don't know.
She was on a TV show?
No, I don't know what it was. I thought it was an Emmy, though.
Yeah, the Emmy for TV, the Oscars for the movies. Maybe she won a Tony. For a play she was in.
Okay, maybe, I don't know.
Maybe that's what it was. I thought she won an award or something. Email us, let us know, because we're not going
to
Google this shit.
I about to say, look it up, because you be looking up stuff.
Yeah, I don't care enough to make my damn, I have to ice my fingers.
I was just wondering, like, you know, because, you know, she was engaged from that guy that was on, was it the Flavor
Real,
of Love?
Real World.
Real World, okay.
No, not Real World.
It wasn't Flavor of Love?
New York. I love show. New York.
Yeah.
His name was Punk. Was it Punk? Something like that. He was the buff dude, though.
Yeah, the wrestler.
Yeah, he wrestled.
Yeah, I just wondered, like, he just kind of fizzled off.
Well, no.
I know they were engaged, and, you know.
No, they had a.
I know they got a
crazy
kid.
Ass breakup.
What happened?
I want to say he accused her of, like, cheating real bad and doing her bad and all kind of shit. I want to say she got, like, he got some kind of support from her, like, spousal support.
How he get? They weren't married.
Maybe child support then. But they had a full breakup. It was some mess, and it was basically her fault.
Okay.
From what I can remember. Yeah.
Oh, well.
And then the shit happened with her family.
Was it her brother?
No, her brother. I think, like, three people in her family got killed by her sister's boyfriend or some goofy shit. It was some wild shit.
Sorry, J-Hood. You're not listening. But
she's healed now. She listens. I know she listens. I can hear her singing now. So yeah, that happened with old Nick. What else happened this week?
This is kind of minor news. This ain't even fucking news. Did you see that they said that Tevin Campbell came out, like, in a deleted tweet?
Can we talk? Yeah, I did see that, though. Like, he deleted. He said it. Did you know what he said?
I don't know what he said. I don't tweet, so I don't know. And I didn't go look for it, but I was like, we was like, we been knew that.
Yeah, I saw somebody say, you the brat, Queen Latifah, y'all acting like nobody ain't knew this shit. Y'all don't have to come out. Yeah.
But I guess, like, since they haven't said it, like, you know, it's not official.
Can We Talk is.
Don't you say nothing bad about Can We Talk.
Listen, though.
You don't say nothing bad.
Listen to the lyrics. It's a creepy song. I love it, but it's a creepy song. Last night I saw you standing.
Okay, so somebody.
And I started pretending that I knew you.
Yeah, somebody was like, well, that's kind of stalkerish.
Yeah, it is.
I mean.
I don't know the rest of the words, so I can't say. And just like this.
Why don't you know the words to Can We Talk?
Because something feels.
Oh my God, I can't believe.
Don't got
they
no
just did
comfort.
Like a Can We Talk challenge. Tank started it.
Oh, like last year sometime?
It was like a couple months ago.
Yeah, I remember that.
Wow.
I mean, I know the hook, though.
I bet you do know the hook.
Can We Talk?
You sound like the man, because he'll be like, and then just jump in on the part.
For a minute, yeah, that's all it take.
Wow.
Yeah, shout out to Tevin Campbell, though.
Yeah, but that wasn't really, you know, much news about anything. What you think about Brittany Griner?
I don't have no sympathy for nobody who had a lot of drugs. Especially doing drugs. If you're selling drugs. I got more sympathy for a drug dealer than a nigga that do drugs. Sorry. And you over there, Russia?
Why you got more sympathy for the drug dealer than the drug drug user?
I know more drug. Well, no.
Oh.
I know a lot of drug dealers. Sorry. I know the struggle.
Okay, but that don't on down and explain it, because you know more drug dealers.
Because, like, okay,
I know those that, you know, deal in, like, the drugs.
People, okay.
I used to know. Clarify.
The chances of you getting pulled over and going to jail if you're doing drugs while you're driving, I just can't understand it. Like, for the most part, I won't drink and drive. So I'm definitely not going to do drugs and drive. I don't even want to have drugs in my car if I don't have to. So, like, when people get caught with drugs on silly shit.
But some people say that marijuana is not a drug.
Whatever. She in jail. And obviously it's something, because she couldn't do without it while she was in another country. A country that can do whatsoever they want, that ain't got the same kind of laws we got. Have you not seen Locked Up Abroad?
No.
I mean her, not you personally, but like, you ever heard of that show?
Mm-mm.
It's like about people that get locked up overseas and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But
I mean, I know not to fuck around like in other countries.
Exactly.
You never know.
Like the dude, it was one white boy. This happened maybe like 3 years ago. He was in one of the Koreas. Gotta be North Korea, South Korea, North Korea, one of them. Anyway, he was there. Might have been North Korea. Yeah, he was in North Korea.
Mm-hmm.
And him and his homeboys, or one of them, they stole a painting. They stole like a picture in a hotel.
Why would you?
Exactly.
You better not steal a stick of gum.
He got arrested. And they kept him. I don't know what they did to him, but when he got home to America, he was in a fucking coma.
Damn.
And he died.
Wow.
So you go over to them other countries and you doing goofy shit, pranks and all. It really was a prank. And you go over there and you doing goofy shit or whatever. What happened to you over there? That's your fucking fault. Now, I do feel like it was bad circumstance for her, because right after she got arrested, they started a fucking war.
Oh yeah.
So, but I hope she make it back. You know,
yeah,
what I'm
me
saying?
Too.
And I hope they don't do nothing with her, because she black and she a woman,
and she a lesbian.
Mm-hmm. So that guy might have something to do with it too. But they found the shit on her. And that's the story. The Russian motherfuckers, they do whatever they want. Especially Putin. It was and I heard about this story a while
ago. How old is he?
I don't know. Maybe 60, 50 something.
I feel like I learned about him while I was in like high school though.
I want to say he was like a military person back then. No, that would have been
high school, that was what, 21 years ago, so
that might have been younger. He wasn't a president then, though, I don't think.
I mean, he could have been young, but it definitely learned about him, Vladimir Putin.
But they said it was somebody that, it was like a journalist or something that had like went out over wherever and was talking about him, how bad he was or whatever. So Putin found out he was gonna be in like England, and he got some members of his, you know, special forces, government or whatever, to go to find where the dude was in England and put some kind of radioactive poison in his coffee. They found him at the coffee shop. He was sitting outside drinking. They put the shit in his coffee.
He ain't see him put it in there?
I don't know. Maybe he thought it was cool or whatever, but nah.
Ain't nobody thinking no strangers cool with no open cup, no way.
I don't know. But I mean, he was military. I mean, these guys were like, not military, but like, you know, like government people. So like maybe
dignitaries?
Maybe something. So. Maybe he thought that was that or whatever. But they got him. And the shit was like, they knew, they traced it back to Putin, because the government there traced those two guys' steps from them arriving at the coffee place, going mm-hmm. back to the airport. Like, all that, they could trace their steps. So that gotcha. Kind of shit he on. So I hope he don't do nothing to her, like on that tip or whatever.
Damn.
But yeah. What you think about it?
I ain't really got no thoughts about it.
You watch basketball, women basketball?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, nobody watches it. That's why they got to go over there and play, because nobody here watches it. If y'all feel so bad about it, y'all should have watched the play in the damn buy a jersey and shit. No, y'all don't care about them.
I'm not really big into sports.
Oh, any sports.
Yeah, so.
So you don't really care that your husband knees sore?
I mean, I do care. I care about them knees. He need those knees.
Yeah, why? This nigga, he the damn subject of this damn episode here, boy. I'm telling you, he listen.
So if I play it, he'll listen.
Oh, okay.
But I don't play it, you know, now, because of the teenagers in there.
Oh yes.
You know, my baby, she, you know, she don't know no different.
She don't know what's going on. But she might, I might say something, she might repeat it though.
Right.
Something goofy.
Right. We was watching Sisters on BET maybe two seasons ago when she was like a little bit younger. And at the end of the episode, guy named, that plays the guy named Maurice, he's talking about, you silly bitch.
And your daughter walking around, silly bitch.
No, right after he said it, silly bitch. And we looked like, oh, God.
You can't say that. Did you say that? Or you just.
No, we just kind of looked like, you know, we ain't want to tell her, you know, so she'll know that that's a bad word. Yeah. So she'll keep doing it.
So y'all just.
We just looked at each other and we started laughing and we was like, oh, God.
That was the thing to make y'all watch what y'all watch around her.
Well, not really the thing that makes us, because I be in the cussing, so.
Oh. Damn. My I was at my uncle. I helped them move a couch, my uncle and my aunt. And they were talking, my aunt, like, whatever she watched on TV. Like, she'll watch sports, and then she'll watch, like, whatever later.
Mm-hmm.
And my uncle, he's like, yeah, I watched that BET. I was like, it was like me and my cousin was like, you watch this BET, uncle? He's like, yeah. I was like, what you be watching on that? He was like, you know, Sisters and, Bruh and all. I was like, what?
I don't watch that, bro.
I was like, oh, you be watching that? I thought to myself, you watching that bullshit.
It's entertaining. Sisters.
Is Sisters good?
I like, yeah.
Is that the show where the dude gets slapped and he twirl around and fall? That's that show?
Yeah.
Okay. What about Bruh? You ever watch Bruh?
I've seen it because it's been on, but I don't watch that.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Like, it might be on. I've watched it for a couple minutes, so I realized, like, oh, shoot, like, what is this? And then turn. To something else. That's my extent of knowing, bro. I'm not really into like the
all them
not,
shows.
Well, not really the Tyler Perry stuff, because you know it just be so dramatic and so duh. I don't get into it. What's the other one that the people watch? It's a soap opera, and I can't stand the soap Oval. Operas. Not the Oval, but the other one that used to come on like OWN.
Come on, OWN. It was a Tyler Perry joke.
Mm-hmm. Tika Sumter, I don't know if she's still in it.
Oh, green something.
No, not Greenleaf.
Oh.
Because that's not Tyler Perry.
Oh. And Tika Sumter was in it? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I can't remember what it is, but it's in season like 48.
And it ain't Greenleaf. I don't know.
It's not Greenleaf, no.
What's it about? You don't know?
I don't know, because I don't watch it.
Did you watch his latest movie?
No, not yet.
Okay. I heard mixed shit about it. I watched a piece of it at the barbershop, and I was like, yeah.
I heard it was funny. Of course, you know, Madea or whatever, but then the other was like, it was trash. Till I laughed like twice.
Yeah, I heard somebody say that too, like they laughed twice. It's a show on Netflix called Inventing Anna.
I heard about that. That's
Did we
Shonda
talk
Rhimes.
About that on here? Yeah.
No, I haven't. No, we didn't talk about it.
So the story, we talked about the story on here when it initially happened. The girl Anna, when she like scammed all these people, I want to say she was our scammer of the week. And so I was watching it and I was like, I wonder, you know what I'm saying? I was like, I wonder, you know, how close to the story this show is getting, because it always say on the beginning, like, this story, like it'll have in writing on some kind of way, they have it up there artistically. Like, they'll be like, this story is completely true, except for the part that's bullshit.
Okay.
That's what
gotcha.
I always say, whatever, right? So I looked, and so I was going
like
down to
put on like BMF.
Yeah, kind of okay. Like that. So I was going down, looking at the list of characters, like Anna, the girl who played Anna, like they was, like what parts was real about her and all the kind of stuff and all the different characters. And so there's one black girl that worked at the hotel that Anna, that was on there too, and it said her name, whatever. And then they got to her picture. I was like, oh shit, I know who that is. Like, it's a girl I've been following on, like, we've been like friends on social media for a while, like on Instagram and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But like the whole time, like we talked about the shit and people was talking about it. And I've been watching the show and I was like, damn, that's her. And then they got her real name in the shit and all of that. Oh. I was like, damn, that's crazy. Like,
oh, wow.
Damn, I was close to knowing Anna. maybe not. I don't know. She could have got $7 from me.
Seven?
Yeah, that's all I got.
That's it.
She was scamming people heavy. Like, that show good.
I've heard reviews on it. Like, yeah. Everybody was just like, oh my God, like best shit out there.
You watch Ozark?
Yeah.
So the girl who played Ruth.
Mm-hmm.
She plays Anna.
Okay.
Yes. But it's a good show though. So you know what I'm saying, something you could watch after your baby go to sleep.
Yeah. And Bridgerton is coming back on the 25th.
Oh wow. The 25th of
March.
Damn. Mm-hmm. I'll let y'all tell me how good it is before I start it.
I feel
you
like
you and Jay was supposed to do that, right? The first season, didn't y'all talk about doing
that? Yeah, we talked about it because we liked it. But by the time I think both of us saw it, it was already done. Oh, like, already I binged done. It. Me and the man binged it.
Oh, okay.
And I liked it.
You
and
were so, waiting on her?
No.
Oh.
I think, I don't know if I had to catch up or, I don't know. She may have been the one to tell me about it. And then I started watching it. I can't remember how that went. Okay. But yeah, and I'm torn between waiting until it gets like a few episodes in so I can binge it.
But Bridgerton, they put all of them out, though.
They do?
Yeah. Oh, you know how Netflix, unless they switch it up, though. Because I think some Netflix, like that Kanye shit with Netflix, they put out one a week. But some shit, they do.
I just remember watching all of them. I don't know if I, you know, but I think by the time I was looking at it, it was, you know.
Already out. All,
yeah, but you might be right. They might have put all those out.
I think so. But they do some shows like that, and then other stuff, they kind of break it up, so.
Okay.
Yeah,
looking forward to see what's going on.
But okay,
and who the story? I think it's about the brother.
Know. Oh, it's about the brother this time.
And I think it's about Anthony.
Okay, that's what I heard too. I think it was one of y'all was like said y'all read the books or heard that they do each book is about a different.
Yeah, each season is about a different person.
Okay, well,
but I think they have them sneak in a little bit because people was disappointed that the Duke wasn't coming back. But it's just
that's
like
the black dude.
Yeah, but it's like, well, he kind of has to go because this isn't about, you know, their story is over already.
Yeah. I wonder if they heard that and then like heard the shit from the people that might have him in as a on an episode.
Yeah, I feel like he might, you know, kind of sneak in or they're going to have to make a reference to him, you know, because his wife still going to be there because that's his brother.
Oh, okay.
Her brother, excuse me.
Word.
So yeah. I think that's how it's kind of going to go. Oh, another thing that I did, I forgot.
Okay.
Did this weekend. I took my baby to the movies for the first time.
I saw that.
Yeah, she did good.
How was that movie?
It was okay. I think I wasn't really following it too much because I didn't really go there to see it. I was just kind of going to test her out to see how she would do.
So y'all went to see Batman?
No. Oh, we went to see the Lego movie.
There's a new Lego movie?
Mm-hmm. And I didn't know. I looked it up. I thought it may have been like an old thing, but it actually came out on Friday.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. They did a horrible ass job to promote that movie because I ain't seen that.
That's what I took her to see. And then I went to see Spider-Man. Now, the man went to go see Batman.
Oh, god damn. AMC getting all y'all goddamn money. Shit.
So I took her to the matinee at because he gets off early on Fridays. I was like, well, you know, we'll give him like most of the day off from daddy daycare. Mm-hmm. Take my baby to the movies because you can look on Regal and see. I saw that nobody else was going.
Oh,
so I was like, well, she won't disturb nobody else, and this would be a good time. We ain't got to sit next to some weirdo that want to, you know, talk and sneeze and cough and
was
shit.
Was that her first movie?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is her first time movie theater, and she did a really good job. Like, maybe, like, 20 minutes left, she kind of got up and was like, I want to walk around and do something else.
Oh, okay.
And, like, step on the popcorn on the floor. So, I knew the snacks were going
to
keep her.
Did you make it to the credits?
No, well, yeah.
Because I don't give a damn what I'm watching. Now, if I'm watching and I get over halfway through, I want to see what happened at the end.
Yeah, so that's why I was like, well, we got to stay, to, you know, to see what's going on. Yeah. It was the part where they... Oh, you ain't seen it yet.
I ain't seen it. Don't spoil this goddamn kitty movie because I'm gonna watch it. So,
but when they flip back, that's when she was like, "All right, well, this
kind of like the old one. How it went to real life.
Yeah,
everything is awesome. Y'all don't know about that shit. Everything is awesome.
So when they got to that part, she was just kind of like, "All right, and I done got down to the bottom of my popcorn. All right,
it's time to go.
I can do something else now. So you know, she did really good.
It's a new movie on Disney Plus. It's supposed to be like a kid. It's a Pixar movie called.
Is that the Red something?
Something Red, yeah.
I didn't really read the review on that. Like, of course, people be on here talking shit. One of the parents was on there. Was like, it's like a terrible movie. It's not for kids at all.
I saw that. I just saw that today too. Like, it ain't for a 13-year-old. It's the girl supposed to be 13, and they talking about sexy and all kind of shit.
What do you think 13-year-olds talking about? Somebody that don't know their 13-year-old, they talk about all kind of shit.
I think it says something like the girl have a period on there and
yeah. The fuck
people complain. They complain. You watch Bel Air yet?
I haven't seen it. I still ain't watched it yet.
I ain't gonna talk about it. Yeah.
But yeah, it's like, yeah, so 13-year-old girls have periods. That's how 13-year-olds get pregnant.
Duh.
So it's just like, what are you mad about? It was like she talked trash about the parents and, you know, all kind of you think that your kid watching this is going to be influenced by that? Like
by a fucking cartoon?
It's So this is, they probably hate you already and talk about you to their friends. Mm-hmm. You just don't know that. Mm-hmm. You just mad because it's out here because you think your child doesn't do that. Mm-hmm. It is a great possibility. It happened. It's happening already.
Oh, yeah.
So just, you know, it's all good. But I did. Did you see Spider-Man?
Oh, the last one with Doctor Strange and all that?
Yeah,
yeah. Hell yeah.
I like that.
I went to the movies to see that.
Did I
go by myself?
Because we talked about it last time, and I was like, well, I'm going to go. And so what happened was I went to the matinee, took her to see Lego Movie.
Mm-hmm.
When we got home, the man went to go see Batman. And then the kids came home, and she had literally had gone down for a nap and had been asleep because I was debating whether or not I'm going to go. But I was like, well, let me just go ahead and go see it because by the time he'll be home before she wakes up. So, we'll be swapping out so it won't, you know, have her there, you know, all unattended.
Did you enjoy it?
I did.
Do you watch the shows too, like the shows on Disney?
No.
Oh, so you got to watch the shows.
What show?
Like WandaVision.
Okay, yes, okay. I do like WandaVision. I'm waiting on that to come back.
Okay, so the shit that happened in WandaVision and this movie kind of going to tie in together, especially with like the next Doctor Strange movie that's coming out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And so that's why I went to go see it, because I know I had to see that before we go see Doctor Strange.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all that going to tie in.
And I plan on seeing Batman on Tuesday because Riggle doing the movie's half off on Tuesdays.
Speaking of that, it was an article that went around and people kind of mad that certain movie theaters, like movies like Batman and shit like that,
uh-huh,
they're going to raise the price of them.
Oh,
those
wow.
particular movies, because they know they like.
That people going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they go from, I think, $5 to $6.95, and that one is
$6.95.
Oh. I paid $5 to see the Lego Movie.
Okay.
But that was the matinee.
Damn, and I remember the matinee. Well, I guess that $5 matinee price.
I don't know if that was particularly for that movie, it was $5,
because
it's like a kiddie movie, or that's just how much it costs.
So the movie you're going to see,
the Batman,
is
going to be $6.95 on Tuesday.
Mm.
So I'm planning on going to see that.
I meant to go see it. I'm busy at the game all yesterday and then podcasting all the day. I gotta go see my movie. Gotta go see that Batman before somebody spoil it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully.
But he said it was really good. So hopefully I can get up and go do it early. I was at that Spider-Man movie. I got this detox tea that I was taking, and that shit is detoxing.
It worked.
I thought I wouldn't go make it. I was like, man, I might have to get out of here and go home. Got to go to the bathroom. But it's definitely working. Definitely working. I think I skipped yesterday. It's a 7-day thing. I skipped yesterday because I knew I had to go to that party. And I was mm-hmm. like, I don't know where that, because I didn't have any details other than what time to be there and the address to get there. So I didn't know what kind of situation was going on. I was like, mm-hmm. I can't be in here and I can't go to the bathroom. And I ain't took it today yet. So take it when I get home.
Mm. All right. Now you'll be up all night.
No, I won't.
Oh, it don't work like that?
I mean, I just won't be up all night.
Oh, okay. you got a same OG this week?
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah. And same old key.
I mean, key. I say G. That's the name. Anyway.
Yeah, you know what it does. All right. So, y'all, if you listen, you know how this works. But for the people that don't, so on same old key, I just go back on my social media, predominantly Facebook, for a memory of the day to see exactly, you know, what I was talking about, because ain't shit changed pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
So today, March 13th, is actually my mom's birthday. So my memories all day have been, you know, just happy your birthday mom. To my mom, you mm-hmm. know, whatever. And people that don't know, like, my mom died back in 96.
Oh.
Is it 90? It was 96. So I was 13 when she died.
Mm-hmm.
But on this day in 2012, I wanted to, you know, do something. So I got a tattoo on what would have been her 50th birthday.
Uh-huh.
So it's her middle name. I got a tattoo on my left shoulder. That's my memory for the day. And so my niece, my oldest niece, her middle name is Denise too. So it's like a little, like, kind of like the story of my tattoos. It's kind of like a little bridge thing, because my mom's and her middle name is on top. Like, what is this called?
Shoulder?
I guess the shoulder, but is this, you know,
this part right here?
Well, that's the shoulder.
That's the main shoulder. Right,
okay,
there.
The main shoulder.
That ain't the minor shoulder.
Right, on the back, on the shoulder blade, that's a tattoo for my niece.
Oh.
So, like, the one on my chest says mom, and then the one in the middle is Denise, mm-hmm. and then the one on the back is for my niece. So, it's like their middle name is in the middle of
oh.
their tattoos there. So, but today, 2022, this would have been her 60th birthday. Look at that. 10 years. 10 years different there. So, she would have been 60 years old today. Shout out to Nisa, man.
Shout out to your mother.
And today is actually her best friend's anniversary. So, story behind that, this is Stephanie and Louis Ashley. Happy anniversary to y'all.
Mm-hmm.
She said that she got married on my mom's birthday because she introduced them to
your mama
another.
Introduced them mm-hmm. to. Well, shout out to them.
Yeah. So she after she died, they got married on her birthday.
You gonna get another tattoo for your mama?
Another one? No. She got two.
I don't know.
Nah, I ain't got one for my baby yet. I don't know what I want.
Get a foot.
I thought about doing that, getting her like her footprints.
Everybody
her footprints.
Be doing that.
Right. And that's why I be trying not to do, you know, stuff like that.
Get her to draw a house and then make the artist draw the house just like her 3-year-old self.
I may wait until she starts writing and then just do like how she writes her name.
Mm.
Like the first time she's able to like pen her own name, I may get that.
My name, I can't write my name good enough yet to get somebody to tattoo it on it, so.
I may get
good luck.
I may get that. Or I may just do like a portrait tat, but I got to find somebody that's like not gonna fuck it up.
Because
I've had 1, 2, 3 cover ups.
Damn. How many tattoos you got?
7, I think.
Oh, yeah, you got room for a little bit more.
Yeah, I got space for a lot more. I'm gonna get my dog too.
You get your dog on it.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, cause DMX got his dog on him. Well, that was after his dog died.
Yeah, he did it after he died. I got to do it while he was living.
Yeah, do it. Make it more special.
Yeah. It ain't gonna be like a memorial thing, but you know that like he one of my
he a part of the family.
Absolutely.
Word.
His birthday is Friday.
What you doing for his birthday? Giving him a bone?
Nah, he don't get a bone. I might give him a steak. Did I give him steak last year?
With meat on it?
Yeah.
Cook?
Yeah.
Boiling some chicken. That what big boy feed his dogs.
Okay.
But boiled chicken.
I think like before I would make like a little cake with like some ground whatever. I think I gave him ground sirloin last year.
I want to see a dog cake restaurant around here.
I'm pretty sure you can get one from one of these places.
Word.
But I did like some ground sirloin and I do some of his dry dog food to put cheese and peanut butter in there.
They can eat peanut butter?
Yeah. That's a treat for them.
Word. It don't back them up?
Uh-uh. Put a little and shaping it. The first time I shaped it into like a shape of a bone and put it on the plate.
He loved. He enjoyed it.
I put a candle on it and everything. It's a celebration.
Did
we
he
sing.
Eat the candle?
We sing the birthday song to him, and he go to work. We don't see. He would eat all of that food, and he does not surface until the next afternoon. He just be happy to get it.
Shout out to you. What's your dog name?
Huey. Levi?
Oh yeah, Huey.
Huey P. Carter. He'll be 5.
Will you say the P stand for Pilot.
Pilot,
yeah. I thought it was damn Poindexter or something.
Oh,
what you was about to say?
Did you hear about Tracy Braxton?
Oh yeah, I did hear about that. I heard about it. Somebody I was with knew her.
Mm-hmm.
I knew somebody. Okay, I was with somebody and they knew somebody who knew her and they put it in the group chat that she had just died.
Oh damn.
And I didn't know at the time, but then I read something this morning where she passed. She had a fight with cancer.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
The cancer of the esophagus. And then like.
Damn.
What?
Esophagus cancer.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
And then like, you know, like in hindsight, you know, like in the later episodes of this show, like her voice.
Oh, it was going away?
It wasn't the same. It was almost like she would be talking and kind of choking a little bit. Like you could tell that it was something going on. I just, you know, just think, you know, she's sick or, you know, whatever.
Damn.
You know, like regular sick, like cold or stopped up or something.
Was she the youngest?
She may be the oldest. Is her or Tony?
Oh, damn.
I don't know where their brother falls in the line.
They got a brother?
Mm-hmm.
Damn. How many girls was it?
5.
5, damn.
Mm-hmm.
If I ask another question and I'd be like, damn, dude would be like, this nigga tripping, but I do not know anything. I just know it was one that was kind of chunky.
That's Tracy.
Tony. And then.
It's Tracy, Tony, Tawanda, Trina, Tamar.
It ain't Tiffany. I know Tamar. And the little thick one. And then Tony. And I guess this one. Wow.
Because I think Tracy, not Tracy, I think Tony may be the oldest.
Damn.
It's her. It's either her or Tracy, but I think Tony's the oldest one.
Well, wow, condolences to. Is their mama still living? Wasn't she a singer too?
Yeah.
Yeah, condolences to the Braxton family who brought us into their lives and entertained us for many decades.
Yeah, and I know Tamar will be tore up about it.
Yeah, she's so extra. And she had some, not like that, but you know. But didn't she have some mental issues not too long ago?
Well, I think she always does. I think she's going through maybe like some depression or something.
Yeah, that's what I think it was. Didn't she say something about suicide not too long ago?
Yeah, no, she tried it. It wasn't no say something about it. She tried it.
Recently?
Last year.
Okay.
But yeah, I think not really saying she could be told because she got mental issues, but her and Tracy kind of didn't get along the best.
Oh, that how it be now. When you don't get along with somebody, you mad with them.
I mean, of course she loved her, but you like they would have their beef and go without
talking for a long time.
Like they would go without talking. Like they wouldn't own that same level that they used to be. Mm-hmm. And Tracy was the one that always felt kind of like the outcast from the group.
Oh.
Because, okay, so you don't know nothing in the background about it?
No.
Okay, so
I know more about Rockefeller than I do about these names. So.
Okay, so all right, whole story. So, you know, they were always a group, the Braxtons. Then, you know, when people were looking at them, they wanted Tony. So Tony wasn't going without her sisters because mm-hmm. they had always, you know, been together. This is their thing. And I don't think their mama was, you know, happy about that situation, kind of taking her out when it's everybody. So the agreement that came was when it was going to let Tony be the solo artist, but the sisters were the background singers.
Mm-hmm.
Tracy got pregnant.
Oh.
So, and this kind of, that took her out of the group because, you know, of course, in that
industry. Nobody
want
to see no pregnant woman.
Exactly. They, you know, kind of was asking her, you know, asking, kind of slightly recommending.
Stand your ass in the back or get the fuck on.
Not stand in the back, but, you know, to terminate her pregnancy.
Oh, Lord. That took a different turn.
Right. So she decided, you know, that she was going to keep her baby.
Okay.
And then, but this is their career is taking off. They're not pausing for her to have her baby. Like, so she missed out on that opportunity, you know, in order to, you know, keep her
child.
To keep her baby.
Damn.
So she always felt like
they left her.
Right.
Mm. She
like
did she's the
right always
thing.
Felt like that. Like that she was an outsider from that. Because like even after, you know, like Tony had her career and the sisters were singing like the background. So the Braxtons, they had a group. I don't know if that's what they called it, but without Tony.
Mm-hmm.
It was Tamar, Trina, and Tawanda. They had a group and they made an album, you know. They ain't did too much of mm-hmm. ain't made too much noise, but cuz you know they were Toni Braxton's sisters. They weren't, you know, them as, you know, a group. That's how people, you know, affiliated them with her, and they were kind of, you know, how they compare people to it, like just like how they do like salons with Beyoncé.
Mm-hmm.
And them two are on two different industries. Like mm-hmm. they're in the music industry, but like they don't even do the same type
they
of music.
They do different types, yeah.
Right.
These girls do the same type as Tony.
Yeah, they want to do R&B. And, you know, they were a gospel group, too. And then, like, Tony, you know, she was out doing her thing. And then the sisters wanted her to come back, you know, kind of, you know, to help them.
Mm-hmm.
But she couldn't. Not that she couldn't, but, like, she would have to sacrifice her solo career to go back and do that.
She out there fucking baby.
And then she, you know what I mean, didn't want to have them, like, on her coattails. But at the same time, they are in the shadow of her.
And
Tracy in the shadow of everybody. Because she didn't get, that ship sailed. She didn't even get they ain't even went back together after, you know, all of that had been done.
So she was out there. See, I should have had this queued up.
Oh.
When I said that about baby. So this what.
Somebody suck that baby's dick. Somebody suck that baby's dick.
Why would you play that?
Yeah, huh?
What the fuck is that?
Huh?
What is that?
So it was a party, right? And Cuba Gooding Jr. was at the party. And he got on the mic, and that's what he said. Somebody sucked that baby dick.
What baby?
So you ever watched Game of Thrones?
No.
What else did he play in? Okay, so you know, on the Avengers, was it Avengers? The Last Avengers, when Thor went to that place, and it was that tall ass, but he was like a dwarf, but he was like a giant dwarf, and they had to start the star and all. He had to make them that thing.
What thing?
He had to make them the axe. He had to make him the axe. Remember that one?
The hammer?
Not the hammer. Remember he made him something else. Remember he had the hammer. The hammer was fucked up, so he went to him to make the other shit.
Vaguely.
Well, the person that played that part, the dwarf, was at the club. So Cuba saw him talking about, it's a baby in here. Somebody sucked that baby dick. So that's where that came from.
Was he drunk?
Of course. He probably on cocaine too.
He sounded like he was lit.
Yeah. But anyway, I'm sorry to throw us off. But sorry to the Braxtons.
Yeah.
Tracy's the one that passed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's a hard blow for them.
Mm-hmm. How old was she, you know?
I think 50.
Damn, so young.
50 or 51.
Damn. Well, you know, our condolences to the Braxtons.
Yeah, just because you said that was so young, like one of his frat brothers died, like all of a sudden, like the other day.
Damn, you just mentioned that, you know how.
No. But he texted me. Oh no, we were at the house, and he told me, he was like, "Yo, his name was Robert Hyman, you know." So R.I.P. You know.
Oh,
Robert.
I know him.
You know Robert.
He was cut hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would talk to him all the time because they would do like their fundraisers out where I work at the job. So all of them would have like their booth, and that's when I would see him, you know, and talk to him.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, huh? And he showed me the picture. I was like, oh.
Yeah,
somebody. And you know, of course, what he said. I just talked to him the other day.
I'm sorry.
And I said, he's like, you know, I was like, yeah, that's how it normally goes.
Yeah. I just talked to him the other day. Yeah, I saw somebody post. I was like, damn, I just remember. I don't go to that barbershop no more. But I used to go to one of the other barbers at that barbershop. We used to be in there. They'd be talking about sports. You know, the normal barbershop banter. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. Condolences to him, too.
Yeah, man. People here today, gone tomorrow. I know. I still, and I'm going to say this every time we talk about somebody dying. Don't y'all get on this social media and act a goddamn fool. When I die, just let me go on and be gone.
That's crazy. I made it's a post. It's the same OB, I guess, post that I had did from the other day. It's from a Jay-Z.
Song?
Thing. Oh, yeah. From a song. He said, when I die, please don't tweet about my death. Trying to get mentions, bringing attention to yourself. Please don't post some pic from in the club with some coat you stole, like we was tighter than what we was. So,
factual.
Yeah.
Please don't. Don't do it.
Don't lie.
I'll be at your house turning on water and slamming doors and cabinets and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, who is that?
your ghost gonna haunt the hell out of.
Yep. You out here fucking lying.
Somebody else who they said was lying.
Who that?
Our scam of the week. Our scam of the week this week is none other than Mr. Locked Up himself, Akon. His ex-business partner recently compared the plans for the futuristic city in Senegal to a Ponzi scheme.
Wait a minute.
What?
Akon is the scammer?
Yeah. I always thought this whole shit was bullshit anyway. Cause Akon really ain't the face of that shit. Akon really ain't doing shit. It's them Chinese people that's really behind the shit. But anyway, the guy's Divine Stevens. He's a music.
That look like that's supposed to be Devin.
Maybe Devin Divine. Y'all let us know. Devyne. Devin Stevens. We'll say Devin, since you the one who took anatomy. He's a music executive who's worked with some major acts, you know what I'm saying? He's suing Akon for $4 million. He's asking the judge to freeze all of Akon's Big Apple assets, claiming that without the freeze, he'd have difficulty collecting the debt, given Akon's alleged history of shady practices. According to papers filed in Manhattan Supreme Court on Monday, Akon's $6 billion project to turn an oceanfront village in Senegal into an... Oh, God. Eponymously named Wakanda-like city that would run on a cryptocurrency called A-Coin is one example of this. Stevens lawyer Jeffrey Movit alleges citing the findings of retired federal special agent Scott Thomason. Thomason went on to claim that Akon City and A-Coin share many of the trademark characteristics of fraudulent business ventures such as Ponzi schemes and pyramid schemes. Stevens lawyer Jeffrey Movit also noted Akon has provided almost no transparency about who is investing in Akon City or how it would be purportedly built. Therefore,
Illuminati.
Akon City is likely a scam. In response to the claims, Akon's rep said Mr. Stevens' allegations about Akon City and Akon's business ventures are not based on any evidence. Adding, they are nothing but innuendo and speculation made by someone who has had a claim against Akon dismissed.
Now, I was going to say the same thing. I was like, now, the only thing y'all don't know is who's investing, and that's the problem.
Yeah.
So that's what I got from it.
What? That's the thing?
That's the
but
thing.
But he is an ex-business partner, so. Mm-hmm.
So he mad because he don't know, or he just saying that it's a Ponzi scheme. What's the difference between a Ponzi and a pyramid scheme?
I think it's the same thing.
Okay.
But I think the person that came up with the idea is named Ponzi.
Ponzi, okay.
And that's gotcha. Why they call it that. Yeah. But if we wrong, email us, let us know. DJBlazeShow@gmail.com.
Random shit that you don't need to know.
What?
About Akon? His wife from Hartsville.
Get the fuck out of here. Which one?
Which one? I don't know. He got, you know, more than one wife?
Yeah, I think he do.
Okay.
I think I heard that though.
Mm-hmm. Because he was there maybe with like two maybe 3 years ago. You know, he was there, like, you know, somebody saw him.
Yeah, Akon, if you back in the area, you know, come through and defend yourself. But I think you're a fucking scammer. And you can talk all that fly shit. He was talking shit about somebody one time. I can't remember who it was. He kind of a little beef with somebody, but it, you know, it wasn't about nothing.
Mm.
But yeah, that Akon and Akon City and all that kind of shit. Yeah, anyway, I ain't seen the motherfuckers lay a brick yet, goddamn.
They still collecting the money.
Yeah, they collecting the money.
To make the down payment just for, like, Akon City.
You know, they gonna go to school at Dr. Umar school. Where your Dr. Umar building his school at in Akon City, goddamn it. Shit. but anyway, you got anything else before we go?
No, I ain't got nothing else. I'm just excited about, you know,
going to eat.
Oh yeah. I'm excited about my celebration meal.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm excited for you. I'm excited about my meal, period, because I'm hungry as hell too. Hopefully that train is gone.
Yes.
So I can go the short route to Zaxby's.
Are you gonna get a side salad or some fried potatoes?
No, I'm not. I got my matter of fact, I'm gonna eat some of my meal prep. Fuck it. So I don't have to leave.
Look at you making good decisions.
Yeah, I might. Them goddamn fried potatoes are calling me.
I feel like I influenced that.
What, the fried potatoes?
No.
The meal prep?
Yeah, for you making good decisions not to go get the fried potatoes.
When do diets always start?
I don't know.
Tomorrow. Email us, djblazeshow@gmail.com. Key.
Ooh, yeah.
Where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram, BossLady819, and I am Key Lolo on TikTok, KELOLEAUX.
Preacher_BP, Twitter, Instagram. You can find the show on Twitter and Instagram at DJ Blaze Show, and you can find us on Facebook at DJ Blaze Radio Show. Like I said, email djblazeshow@gmail.com. Call us up. Let us know what you think. 404-436-2370. I don't have anything else to leave you with. Yeah, check out our snowfall recap tomorrow. Me and the homie Kane from Kane is Able Podcast. But other than that, that's all I got. Key.
Yeah.
You got anything else?
That's it. We out of here.
Word. What's your boy Be Easy?
And this is Key.
And we out.
Let those who have ears listen.